A philosophy that's changed my entire life is the law of attraction. I feel like I tell everyone I know about it because it's absolutely changed my life. It's truly learning to manipulate your mind because what you believe about yourself, the thoughts that you're thinking, are your belief system. It is what you're going to put out there into the world. So learning to navigate that, learning to be stronger, smarter, and shut down that quiet voice inside of our head that we all have, the inner critic. There's a lot of amazing skills to do that I've been studying for almost 15 years now.
Hey guys, it's Maria here, and you are listening to Mom to Mom, the podcast. This is for all my female business owners out there, or for women who are thinking about starting their own business, or maybe you've just got this crazy idea that you've been working on that's been baking in your brain and you just don't know what to do with it, then I think you're going to love today's conversation. And if you happen to be a female business owner here in Massachusetts, chances are you're going to already know my guest today. Her name is Christina Siporis. Christina is the founder of the Boston Business Women. It is a networking group for women with over 42,000 members. She's also a serial entrepreneur and the creator of a product called Magic Moroccan Organic Lip Balm that has been very successful. She's been recognized by the Boston Business Journal, where she was named to the 40 Under 40 list back in 2017. She is a mom, which of course we love here on Mom to Mom, and she's expecting another baby soon. So I was so glad to have this conversation with her. We are going to dive into her journey, talk about all of her different projects, and really just pick her brain for advice for all of you entrepreneurs out there. And I was really excited for our conversation, and she really got me going. And I said to her afterwards, I'm like, you are like a philosopher. You have so much wisdom. So there's just so many nuggets in there for me, and I hope that you'll feel the same. So here is my conversation with Christina Siporis. Thank you so much for taking the time. I know you're a very busy businesswoman.
Yes.
And mom. So thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
All right, let's jump in first with the Boston Business Women group that you started, because I think that is so impressive. So tell us a little bit about that and how you even got this crazy idea.
Yeah, it's been over 8 years, which is wild to think about. In the beginning, it was simply I was on a mission to introduce amazing women in the Boston area who were starting their own businesses or had ideas and wanted to network with other entrepreneurs. So we started with 10 members, and then a few months later, there was a few thousand people in the group because everyone kept inviting women, and now we actually just hit 45,000 women.
45,000.
Yeah, we could sell out of Fenway Park and then some. So it's wild to think about.
Wow. And you just started with a handful of people like in a room.
Yeah.
Now I would think that running this is like its own business.
Oh, absolutely.
It's like a full-time job.
Well, yeah, we have 12 team members now. We have 2,000 members that we serve who are going through our paid membership program. So we host we've hosted hundreds of events, two large conferences over the years.
How important is it to have a community of other like-minded women when you are an entrepreneur, you're starting out with a business?
It's everything. Yeah. Because I've done it both ways. When I was first starting out, entrepreneurism wasn't, you know, such a, I guess, exciting journey to take. People weren't, you know, able to study it in college at the time. So it was a very lonely journey in the beginning. And it wasn't until I was in Mass Challenge, the accelerator program here in Massachusetts, where I met some other amazing women. And I was like, wow, this is a great network of women. And why aren't we doing our own thing?
Yeah, it's great when women are supporting other women. I think that it can go both ways. I think a lot of us, like, we need the help and we want the support, but also we want to keep our ideas
for sure
close to the vest, and you don't know who you can trust all the time.
True.
And so it can be a little bit tricky, and also to even ask for help, you know, and
like build your team. Yes, that's a big one, right.
Yeah, to know when it's time to ask for support.
Yes, yes. I think over the years, in the beginning, I was like, sign an NDA, I won't talk to you. And then I realized, you know, forget about the competition, do it better, share your ideas. You know, I've found on my journey that women want to help each other. You know, yeah. People aren't out to get each other. Boston's small and we all want to help each other and have a good network. And
I like to share ideas too, because I want the feedback.
Of course.
That's my demo, right? Is women
absolutely.
And moms. And so when I was like playing around with different ideas, I wanted to know, like, is this worth doing?
Oh yeah,
and
absolutely.
And if you keep it to yourself, then you're not going to know.
Yes.
Like, you've got to do your little,
yes.
your little research within your group.
Yes. I don't launch anything without polling the group. Do you like
yes.
this logo? Do you like this color? Is this, you know, wording resonating with you? So it's great.
What have you learned the most from the women in Boston Business Women?
Oh boy. I feel like I learned something every single week. There's hundreds of messages from the best brunch spot in town, the best infertility doctor,
oh.
it's really just women from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds. You know, who's the best trademark lawyer? Who did you know, I'm going through this partnership dispute, or I'm going through a divorce. Who do you recommend? How did you navigate this? So we talk about everything.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes my heart palpitate. Like trademark lawyers, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
It can be so taxing.
Yes.
So if there was someone to tap into, that would be so helpful.
Oh, absolutely.
So let's talk about what you have done. You call yourself a serial entrepreneur,
mm-hmm.
right? You've been doing this a long time. Tell us a little bit about your journey and where you are with your big product right now.
Yes, that would be a long episode. So I'll make it brief.
It's hard, right?
Yes. This is probably my sixth business at this point.
Wow.
Started, yeah, early on in my 20s with a beverage company. But the last decade or so, I've been working on Boston Business Women, which we were just discussing, and then Moroccan Magic, which is an organic lip balm. And I've always been in consumer goods, so I'm all about a better-for-you product, you know, safe for the entire family. We hear from moms that their kids and their dogs even are stealing lip balms and eating them. So really important what you put on your lips. It also goes in your body. So
mm-hmm.
that was a very long journey of getting into retailers. So we're now in Walgreens nationwide with over, thank you, 5 flavors. We're a bestseller on Amazon. We've won plenty of awards, and
wow.
it's been a journey.
So you got an early start in your 20s. You've tried all these different businesses. Is this something that you grew up around? Were your parents entrepreneurs? Is this in your blood?
Yes. Yeah, it's funny. There are statistics on that, too. My father came over from Greece in his 20s to the Boston area, opened dry cleaning businesses with his family, which a lot of the Greeks do. And yeah, so I grew up working for him, and seeing the flexibility and seeing the freedom and the hard work, but you're working for yourself. And,
yeah.
you know, that little dry cleaning business in Newton paid for my college. And
that's amazing.
Yeah. So
and you see the work ethic. And I think that is probably the biggest thing of all
yes.
with any business.
Yes.
Is putting the time in.
Absolutely.
And having the passion.
Yes.
Right. And
yeah.
just keep going.
Yeah. And everyone's talking about, you know, the hustle culture and
yeah.
that getting a very bad rep now. And I think, you know, we're all trying to struggle finding the work-life balance, especially as moms. But I think in the beginning, when you're starting a company, you really have to be all in. And when I was starting my company, it's all I wanted to do. It's all I wanted to talk about, think about. So it didn't feel like a hustle. But now life is different, a
yes.
different season. So priorities are different. And yeah, just navigating the times.
And we will talk about that.
Yeah.
Because yeah, when you are a mom, you don't realize
everything
how
changes.
Crazy. Yeah, it is going to change. And
yes.
you're right, the priorities shift.
Yes.
And you've got to find windows of time. And so I do want to ask you from your professional standpoint, like how you get into that.
Yes.
But I want to go back because you are tapped into so many business women. And there are people at home who are sitting on an idea. They want to get started.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say is one of the big mistakes that you see women make when they're starting their own business?
I think the most expensive mistakes we make as entrepreneurs is hiring the wrong people, like the expensive trademark lawyer. Or, you know, in my very first business, I paid $5,000 for like a 100-page business plan. Never needed anything like that. A one-pager that you Google, you know, Google search a template.
Yeah.
So you're not going to know those things unless you're talking to women who've been there, done that.
Right. A lot of times we like to put the cart before the horse.
Yes.
And get the flashy brand and the logo and the
right.
website and the this and that. And it's like, Wait, we haven't. This baby isn't even cooked yet.
Absolutely. Right? Yes.
We just keep pushing. Yes. So that's one of the things. I'm sure you made a lot of mistakes along the way, too.
Oh, yeah.
When you think back, is there one where you're like, oh, that was a really expensive mistake, or I wish I would have done this different?
Yes. I'm definitely a believer in everything is meant to be. Everything happens for a reason. So I do think that everything I've been through, I've figured out, you know, how to monetize or how to learn from or how to, you know, be better, stronger. But in my very first company, I felt I was in over my head. I had an iced tea beverage company. It was a Greek iced tea, you know, brought over from Greece. And we got into Wegmans, Stop and Shop. Like, it was going very well. But I was like, uh-oh, I don't have a business background. You know, I have never been an entrepreneur before. So I brought on a business partner. I said, let's go 50-50. I didn't know this person. It didn't go well. Yeah. So, yeah, that blew up. And a few years later, you know, fail fast, fail forward.
Yeah.
That's good advice for entrepreneurs. And I just kept at it.
Fail fast, fail forward. I like that. There's only one way to find out, and that's by doing it. Hey, Mom Squad, wanted to let you know about our Hubbub newsletter. It's got recipes, things to do, all of our fun celebrity interviews from the Hub Today, lifestyle headlines, and more. All you have to do is head to nbc10boston.com/newsletters, and you'll get all the fun that we're having on the Hub Today delivered directly to your inbox. I'm thinking about my viewers at home and people listening to the podcast, because there are a lot of women out there who are sitting in on an idea. Mm-hmm. They have a thought for a product or something that could make people's lives better, and they have no idea where to begin. The beginning is always the hardest. So yes. Do you have any advice?
Yes, and a lot of women who take, you know, my courses, I always say your gifts are what you want to bring into the world. If it's like a strong calling, you know, let that helping people and bringing it to life be stronger than your fears, which is, I think, getting over that initial fear. Is it going to work? Should I do it? Am I worth it? You know, a lot of things that women go through. That's the number one.
And is the fear of failure, is that what we're afraid of? Or
I don't know. I think it's definitely different for every woman. My fear was always not doing it and the what ifs. Mm. And, you know, being 80, 90 years old, saying, oh, I should have gone for that. You know, the one life to live and really, you know, going full force into it. That was my fear. But I think it's different for everyone.
It is funny because I think it tugs at you.
Oh, yeah.
It's that you can't quiet it.
Right.
It's something in you that's going, you've got to do this. You've got to share this. It has to happen.
Yes.
So if you're feeling that tug at home, you've got to explore that.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. And it's a great time to be a female entrepreneur. And it's a great, you know, Boston is a great place to be in startup.
Okay. So you've had lots of successful businesses. You have a child at home. You have a child in your belly. So things are about to get even crazier.
Yes.
So I'd love to know, because I do have a hard time juggling time. I can get like so wrapped up on a project, and next thing you know, hours go by.
Yeah. So
how do you keep it straight? Are there actual practical things you do at home? Do you work from home?
I do.
Okay.
Which is
even harder. Yes. So are there things you do to make sure that you're staying on task?
Yes. And I also have ADHD, which many entrepreneurs have. So extra challenging.
Okay.
There's so much. One, I teach a course called the Success Academy every fall. And one of the practices I take people through is write down on a piece of paper Monday through Sunday, when do you have childcare? Or if you don't have children, when are you working, you know, for another business? When do you truly, truly have, when you're not eating a meal, you know, when you're not working, when you're not
burnt out.
Yeah. When you're not burnt out, you know, think about self-care first, what you need. Do you need that hour at the end of the night to decompress before bed?
Yes.
So truly add up every hour.
Like, yes,
yeah.
I do.
Yes.
I need to spend at least 2 hours on TikTok doing nothing. Thank you. That is not a productive time for me. And I just know that.
We all need different things. but at the end of the week, I think a lot of people were surprised. Oh, I actually only have 3 hours a week to start a business. Yeah. So I think you have to be realistic with the season that you're in. You know, some women, their kids are off to college and they're like, wow, for the first time ever, I actually have a lot of free time and so many ideas. So those women want to go full force into it. So accepting the season you're in, being realistic with the season you're in, and then focusing in on your strengths, what you're really good at, what comes naturally to you, and delegate the rest.
Yeah. And I've been very big into time blocking.
Oh, yeah.
And it's nothing fancy. I really just on the back of a sheet of paper. And it will be like 9 o'clock, you know, breakfast till 9:20.
Right.
At 9:20, go answer emails till 10 a.m.
Yes.
Take a walk from 10 to 10. And it's amazing if it's written down how it will happen.
Yes.
And I'm like you, I'm a little all over the place, so I have to have that written down. And it's surprising to me how many hours are really in the day.
Mm-hmm.
When I do block it all out, I'm like, there are lots of little windows to do things.
Yes.
If I can stay on task and be productive.
Right,
with it.
Right.
Now, how important is blocking out self-care? I know that is your jam.
Yes, that is my jam.
And it's very important to you. So how do you make that a priority? And how important is that into having a successful business?
It's everything.
Wow.
And more.
Wow.
I've done the crazy hustle for many years, and I've gone through burnout and adrenal fatigue and what all that feels like and how expensive it is to come back from that.
Hmm.
My number one, sleep. You know, we think it's so complicated and, you know, we have to go on yoga retreats and do all the things. If you focus on sleep as being your top priority, and I know, you know, we scroll TikTok and do those things. You know, yes. I won't go on TikTok. My whole team is like, we need to start a TikTok. I won't do it. I just, you know.
It's a dark hole.
Yeah. I already spend so much time on our Facebook group. So.
Yes.
Sleep. If you get a good night's sleep, it changes everything. It really does. You can tackle anything. You can think clearer. That is, if you can do anything, that's my number one.
Now you have a newborn coming.
Yes.
So how do we realistically get the sleep in?
I think it's, again, the season you're in. So when I'm on maternity leave, I'm on maternity leave. Yes. And when I'm working on a project that has a deadline, I'm working on the project that has the deadline. So being, again, realistic about your season you're in and what you're up against.
Yeah.
You know, thankfully, I've been an entrepreneur for almost 10 years. I am hiring the night nurse because, you know, that's our busiest quarter of the year. So I know where I need to be. And
when you own your own business, you're everything.
Yes.
You are the operating officer, you're the employee, you're the PR, you're the this, you're that.
Especially in the beginning.
If that ship goes down, much like the mothership,
right.
You know, if mom goes down, the whole family goes down.
Yeah, that is so true.
So what does self-care look like for you?
For me, it was a lot more in the beginning, I would say. I dove into it. You know, there were certain struggles I went through growing up, even in our school systems, having ADHD, feeling like I wasn't smart enough. That's why I brought on that business partner and essentially lost that company. So, you know, working on the self-development, I've gone to every retreat. I've learned all the modalities. I love therapy. I love working with a business coach. I love working with a life coach. The more you learn about yourself and the deeper you get to know yourself, the easier life becomes, the more you can connect with your customers and your product and everything you're doing.
Yeah. How did you deal with imposter syndrome? Because I know a lot of women that, I mean, we've done entire episodes on this, but it sounds like that's sort of what was happening in the beginning when you brought on that partner. Because you're like, I don't have a business background. Who am I? Who do I think I am? We talk to ourselves like this.
Yeah. And it's so sad, but it's definitely what we grew up in. You know, if you look at the magazine covers that we grew up in, you know, how to be soft-spoken or polite or quiet or the sweet girl or
how to not take up space.
Yeah, how to not take up space. So we're undoing so much of that. And, you know, we've come a long way, hopefully, you know, for the girls who are younger now, but but we're unraveling that. And entrepreneurship, you know, or anything big in life that you want to do is going to put that, you know, forward. So again, your gifts are no mistake. What you were born with was no mistake. So use that. If you're, you know, if you could help someone and your imposter syndrome or your fears are getting in the way of that, you're doing others a disservice. So let helping others be bigger than your own fears.
Hey, Mom Squad. Wanted to let you know about an initiative called Supporting Our Schools. The Boston stations of NBC and Telemundo are now supporting our schools year-round through the NBC Universal Donation Drive. It's a really cool program. From new technology to something as basic as pencils, there are schools all across our region that really lack the supplies that they need to provide our children with a quality education. So if you're interested in learning more, you can head to NBC10Boston.com/supporting our schools. I want to talk to you too about women in the workplace who aren't entrepreneurs, who have a job and maybe aren't advocating for themselves or need that little boost to make sure. We talked about taking up space.
Yes.
Taking up space in their workplace and making sure that they're being treated the way they should be treated.
Well,
it's a big one.
It's a big one. So a philosophy that's changed my entire life is the law of attraction. I feel like I tell everyone I know about it because it's absolutely changed my life. It's truly learning to manipulate your mind because what you believe about yourself, the thoughts that you're thinking, are your belief system. It is what you're going to put out there into the world. So learning to navigate that, learning to be stronger, smarter, and shut down that quiet voice inside of our head that we all have, the inner critic. There's a lot of amazing skills to do that that I've been studying for almost 15 years now. And then the other thing is just take action. Just one step forward. As soon as you're in the action or you get through that first forward momentum, asking for the raise, having the difficult conversation, it starts to dissipate. So sitting on it, thinking about it, and not taking action, it just gets larger and larger and larger and takes over. So take action as soon as you can.
And if you don't believe in you, no one else is going to believe in you.
Yes.
So you really have to, if it even means tricking yourself into believing in yourself.
Right.
Do you do the type of thing, speaking of the law of attraction, like where you will wish it into fruition, like I am a bestseller. I have a successful business.
Yes.
I am making the money I always wanted to make. Like, like it's already happened.
Oh yeah. Start every morning with visualizing how you want it to go. It is, you know, all the women that I look up to, the, you know, multi-billionaires who've sold the biggest companies, you know, a lot of the female journalists even, and, you know, published authors, they've all done this and they always talk about this. And it's this very law of attraction type philosophy and practices that everyone has in common, but people don't talk about that
They
much.
Don't because it sounds a little woo-woo.
Right.
There was a job I wanted so badly and I had the opportunity when I was auditioning for it to keep coming on set to this job. And so what I did is I took my phone and I took a photograph of what it would look like to sit in that position single day. When I parked my car, I took a picture and I was like, this is where I will park my car every single day.
I love it.
At this job. Who got the job? I got the job. Crazy
awesome.
Lady got the job because I visualized it so hard.
Yes. Yes.
That I like manifested it into fruition.
That's amazing.
So, you know, it's a little thing you can do for yourself in the morning. Just kind of say a few things and, and see where the world takes you.
And just knowing that rejection is redirection. So what's meant for you is not going to miss you. So knowing that it's okay. You know, seeing rejection as something positive, okay, something that you know you can be neutral about. It doesn't need to be a good or bad. That'll allow you to, you know, quiet the fears and go after more.
I love that. This is so motivating. So we just have a couple minutes left, but you mentioned during the break that you kind of suggest people do these quarterly check-ins with themselves to look at the strategy, not just for your business, but for
yes,
your life.
Anyone in life. You can do it with your kids, anyone. So I like to live my life in seasons and by quarter. So every now and then, could be a Sunday morning, you know, when you, after your cup of coffee, husband, you know, take the kids for a few hours.
Quiet moment.
Mommy's going to journal right now. So asking yourself the simple question of what's not working. You know, what maybe worked 4 months ago, but is no longer working for me. It could be, I tried that 10-minute meditation every morning. That's when my brain is, you know, going too fast and I really want to start my day. Okay, let me shift it to the evening. So these little simple tweaks in your life, like a great life is in the small details. So constantly looking at that. What's no longer bringing me joy? What was I you know, what was bringing me happiness or inspiration 4 months ago that I no longer have?
Yes.
So being able to shift your life around, and what is working and what should I double down on? you know, what is running smoothly in my business and my household, you know, when's the last time my husband and I went away, things like that. Mm. So planning all of those things into your life, into your schedule, and always pivoting, always wow. growing.
Well, thank you so much for all of this. You're not only a great businesswoman, but a great philosopher. You're very motivating.
Oh, that's a first. Thank you.
I feel like so many great nuggets there. Please let us know how we can get involved in Boston Business Women.
Yes, that's another one. Take action when you're in a meeting, when you're listening to a podcast, anything. Write down your notes, your yes. takeaways. Take action on them. So you can join us on bostonbusinesswomen.com/membership. That's all of our programming for entrepreneurs. It's our Facebook group is free. So if you go to Facebook, search groups, bostonbusinesswomen.com,
colon,
a community for women in New England.
Well, I'll tell you what, you got one new member of
awesome.
The Facebook group.
I hope to see many of you.
Definitely want to check that out. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
All right, that's a wrap for this episode of Mom to Mom. I hope you feel inspired. I hope you feel excited to start that project or whatever it is that you've been thinking about. All right, I will see you next time here on Mom to Mom. Be sure to download this episode or check out our library where we have all types of other content and all these other Mom to Mom episodes that you can binge on. All right, guys, thanks so much for being here, and I'll see you next time.